Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about the power in the voice of the Lord and the importance that we understand the voice of the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today. Our text serves as an outline, an overview, or a summary of all of that. The Lord, at the end there, roars out of Zion. That's when the skies are rolled back as a scroll, and utters his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So, what an outline of what's going to happen right then. So, a review of our text will help us to see our Almighty Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. There are those that don't believe that Jesus was God come in the flesh. But if you call Jesus Savior, they agree with it 100%. Now, isn't that interesting? For in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 11 says there's only one Savior. So too again in Hosea chapter 13 and verse 4. And God is called the Savior, speaking of God the Father. And so the very verses they use to show only one God also says there's only one Savior in connection with God. And then Jesus Christ is Savior. Oh my goodness, what a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Oh, what glory that will be. Well, let's look at this phrase, the Lord shall roar out of Zion. What does this mean? Roar. He is the Lamb of God. Lambs don't roar. But he is also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Revelation chapter 19, verse 15 stated that out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and with it he shall smite the nations. Now, I've never heard of a man fighting with a sword in his mouth and using it to smite people from his mouth, but here's an area where that does happen. The blood will flow to the horse's bridle. As he spoke the worlds into existence, he shall speak, and the world shall crumble. You see, there's power in the voice of the Lord. And Psalms chapter 29, verses 3 through 10 tells us about the voice of the Lord. When our text says that he shall roar out of Zion, and we see that his voice comes out of Jerusalem, it's important that we understand the voice of the Lord. Listen to this from Psalms 29, beginning with verse 3, about the voice of the Lord. Listen to this and ask God to help you to just gain an understanding of the fullness of this power. Verse 3 of Psalms 29 says, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The voice
shaketh the wilderness, my friend. Just his voice. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. I believe that Psalms 29 is also sung this day, as it shows his omnipotence, his all-powerful voice. You realize that Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 says that he upholds all things by the word of his power. Not only did he speak the worlds into existence, as Psalms 33 teaches, but Hebrews tells us that he continues to uphold this world. How? By the word of his power. Oh, the power of his voice and the uttering of his voice. It roars. It shows his omnipotence as he comes up to rule for 1,000 years here on earth out of New Jerusalem, out of that Jerusalem that shall be remade here on earth, not the New Jerusalem of heaven of Revelation 21, but this Jerusalem. He shall roar out of Jerusalem. The people of the world call the Jews today occupier. Well, when Jesus come, he'll show who were the ones that were not supposed to be in the land. He shows it very clearly who was to be there and who was not to be there when he returned. And he'll show us that it was not supposed to be those who are trying to occupy the lands now instead of the Jews. His voice utters from Jerusalem. Yet men today insist on removing the Jew from the land. And God will one day show that that is simply the counsel of the evil one, because there are principalities that work in the governments of nations. He will show also the ignorance of man as he was left this precious book, the Bible, with every word breathed by God and preserved. That's why I use the King James. I want to use the Bible that he has preserved in its text, the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic text. When Jesus Christ, our Lord, comes back, the work he does will be such that no one can deny that this is the Lord. You see, my prayer must not be, it must not be, Lord, make me great. Rather, it must be, Lord, make your name great through us. Through me, through our church, make your name great through us to the world. As he is, in all his high and holy being, hiding us, but exalting his high and holy name, may he do that through us. And as in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 12, he's able to make great. Make your name great through us, O Lord. Now, it should be our desire as a local church. It should be your desire for your local church, for the Lord to accomplish a work through your church, through my church, that is such. No one can deny that it is the work of the Lord. Not us in our wisdom, not us in our power. It is the work of the Lord, but he, through us, in his wisdom and power. And my friend, when I look at how many computers have visited us in the last 11 years, 1.2 million different computers have visited our site. I don't know how many times they've visited us. I just know that many different computers have visited our site. I don't know how we did that. I don't know how you get there. I don't know. We did not have a plan to get there. We just did what God told us to do, and He brought it together. My friend, God is able to do great and mighty things, even though men of this day and hour don't believe that. Oh, He still does. Now, not only do we see the roar, the next thing in our text here in Joel chapter 3 and verse 16 that I want you to see is that the earth and the heavens shall shake. Now, notice how this coincides with other parts of the Bible. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so. Amen. Oh, yes, they will. Oh, they see Him. They'll hear that voice, and the heavens themselves and the earth itself will be shaking. No wonder they'll want the rocks and the mountains to fall and hide them from the face of He who is judged. In Revelation chapter 16, verses 19 through 21, it continued. And there we read this. And the great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of His wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Now you think of that. They know God is doing it, and instead of repenting, they curse Him. In Isaiah chapter 2, verses 17 through 21, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idols He shall utterly abolish, and shall go into the holes of the rock, and into the caves of the earth, for the fear of the Lord. And for the glory of His majesty, when He arises to shake terribly the earth. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made, each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bath.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light into your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans, my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible